Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Don Bailey Jr. He'll be on the call. Miami and Clemson coming up on Saturday. Don, good morning. Thanks, as always, for the time.
No place I'd rather be, guys.
You know, we feel the same way on a Friday in that 8 o'clock hour, having you with us. Getting ready to go to Clemson, my man. Playing a lot of young guys. What are your thoughts on, first of all, it looks like Mario's pretty clear at this point on who he likes and who he thinks can play. Would you agree with that, playing a lot of young guys a lot more?
Yeah, I think a lot of young guys have earned it. I think he's got a vision of what this team's going to look like. He's got a vision of the type of player that he needs. He also has an understanding, because of all of his experience, on the type of personalities that win football and the style that he wants, and it's coming through. And I mean, he's open arms. You know, everybody's welcome. Everybody can be a part of it, as long as you understand what the expectations are. And I think that there's been a ton of guys that have really bought in, and you're starting to see some young guys, especially, you know. Joe, I don't think this week we've talked enough about, you know, Cam Kitchens and what he was able to accomplish. And, you know, he had a couple little struggles early in the year, and he's gotten some great coaching and has worked himself into one of the best at that position in the country. But, you know, coaches got a plan.
Well, let me ask you, quarterback position. You got Brown, you got Van Dyke. Any idea, or do you expect both of them to play this week?
I don't have any idea. I know this. I know Brown will play. Right? Like, if no matter what the scenario is, if Van Dyke walks out there and gets a start, Brown's going to play. And I think Brown's going to play next week. And I think Brown's going to play forever. You know, I mean, every single game from here on out, unless there's an injury or, you know, a conversation of a red shirt or something of that nature, which I don't think will happen. You've got to continue to play him. And you've got to continue to groom him and let him develop. I was thinking about this today. You know, there's a lot of freshmen on the field, and I'm in a hurry in the sense that I want Brown, for example, to be great. Now, but I'm enjoying the guy growing into this position. And I looked at him 2 weeks ago at practice, and he was doing some things well. And then I looked at him last week, and then he was doing some things better. And then I looked this week when I was there, and he's gotten even better. So, you know, he keeps taking steps of improving. And that's been the case, you know, of on the offensive line. They've had those issues. You know, Seymour came in and started a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then he had to come in and play last week. He played a lot better. So these starts and these experiences for the young guys are going to pay huge dividends down the road.
Don, testament to the offensive line, which you just mentioned, Jalen Knighton going for 118 yards last week, and him coming back and running hard. You and Coach talked about it Monday with us. It was great to see him out there, get back in the fold, take those 16 carries, and run like he was and we've seen before.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, he needs to be a big focal point of this offense. And at the same time, he can't fumble football. We know that. And he's getting better, and you see what he's capable of. And I think really – that's the only thing that's being asked of anybody is max your capabilities. Whatever your maximum is at your level, let's get there and play there. And I think Knighton, nobody gave him credit for this, guys. he did a heck of a job blocking. You know, he really did. Without the football, he did a very, very, very good job. And you know, that offensive line last week had a tremendous game. And, you know, Coach Mirabal and Coach Cristobal, both of them spend time in that room. But Coach Mirabal, the offensive line coach, is just relentless in the way that he teaches technique and enforces intensity. And when you realize, you know, they're on their third right guard and their second left guard, and the best player on the team in my opinion, is Rivers. He's not there, and you got a guy coming in that's a freshman. They're making progress. Is the record what we want it to be? Absolutely not. Did they lose some games that they should have won? Yes, they did. But I see the vision coming clearer.
Well, I want to ask you, I think it was with you, but I'm not sure, when you and Joe had Mario Cristobal on, mom and dad can pick their kids up anytime and leave if they're not happy. Talking about the negativity and parents sending out social media stuff, or, you know, you can't beg somebody to stay if they've checked out on you. They might as well just hit that transfer portal a little bit earlier. But I thought Coach sent a little bit of a message with that. What'd you think?
Well, I think he did, but I think that's the message that has been sent, maybe in other words, every day. And what I mean by that is that you're going to have to conform to this system and this organization and understand where we're going. You have to understand that. And I don't know of a day that goes by that staff and that group does not talk about being careful of social media. Don't let the outside world and the distractions affect you as a student athlete, you as a football player. Stay off of it and deal with what's in front of you. And you know, the good news about Coach Cristobal is he's got two boys. They're kids, but I mean, I think one of them is probably a teenager by now. He's raising children. So it's not like he doesn't come home and face the problems that the parents of the football players are facing. You know what I mean? I mean, he understands what it is to be a parent. And he's trying to help raise these kids for the 20 hours that he's got them in that building the best way he can. And the message is, this is how we're going to play football and the type of team we're going to be at the University of Miami. This is it. If it's not for you, that's okay. No hard feelings, that's fine. But and in today's world, you know, for the player, you're allowed to make a decision and leave without sitting out. In our LHO, you had to sit out. You know, there was a consequence that came with it. There's no consequences now.
Different game for sure. Right. Hey, I want to ask you about Jalen Rivers here. Close to returning. You expect he'll play this week? That'd be a nice boost.
That ankle, you know, was pretty darn bad. My fingers are crossed. I hope he plays, but I wouldn't put him back out there, Joe, if there was, yeah. And they won't, the medical team won't put him back out there if he's not 100%. And because that guy's just too valuable and too important, you know, if his career is too important, and I really don't know.
Don, I asked Joe this question a little earlier about Clemson. Are they still big, bad Clemson like they were in the past? I mean, I get that Trevor Lawrence isn't there, and we talked about him for, it seemed like 10 years, about how good he was and how good of a prospect he was. But are they still that big, bad Clemson?
Thank you for asking that question. I watched them a lot this last week. And they remind – first of all, there's nobody in the ACC – it's close. Let's just go that route. Now, of course, Notre Dame took it to them at Notre Dame a couple weeks ago. You watch that game. Notre Dame has a couple first-rounders on the offensive line. They got a first and second-rounder tied in. They just physically went after it. And Al Golden, the defensive coordinator, the former head coach here, put a heck of a plan together. And they were at the top of their game, and they just physically put it on Clemson. Every other game that I've watched, every other snap, they remind me of Alabama last year. When I was watching all of Alabama's tape getting ready for Miami to kick off last season, they got that kind of deal. And they've got the best. And now, mind you, I'm not a guy that is able to catch everything in the country. As far as the ACC goes, there's not a better tandem in the backfield than they've have here. I mean, the Shipley guy's in his second year. I think he's did 23 touchdowns already. The Maffa guy is a 225-pound back. They're a perfect combination. And everybody's been on the quarterback about, you know, he's not like these other guys. Well, nobody was. Nobody was like Deshaun Watson. And nobody's been like the first-round pick from 2 years ago. Nobody's been like that. But the guy's 20-5. He's won 20 games. He's lost 5. And I think they certainly can win with him, and they certainly have him surrounded. But to answer your question, Clemson is a very, very, very good football team. And they beat Miami. They'll win the, let's say they win their 12th game. Then they go win the ACC championship. They're at 13 games. Then they go to the bowl game. I mean, they can have a phenomenal season. We're just used to plugging them into the playoffs.
Right, right.
And that just may not happen. It will when they go to 12. They'll be a playoff team for sure.
Don, I want to ask you, what's the best part of this team that you've seen improve on either side of the football so far?
Well, that's a great question, Joseph. I would tell you that, you know, I mean, it's hard. I can say if you're going to look at the safeties, Cam Kitchens, with what he's done with 6 interceptions on the year, not just the Georgia Tech game, that area has been those safeties have done a pretty good job. You know, they had Williams sat out against Virginia and Blades had to come in, and those guys have held up pretty darn good. I think that, you know, the defensive line has been about as consistent as you can ask. You know, there's not one guy, you know, Mezendorf flashed, I guess it was against Virginia Tech, and then, you know, you've got Harvey that's flashed, and then the guy, and then you had Leonard flash, and so you've had guys flash throughout the whole year, but they have been pretty darn productive. They're pretty darn good against the sack. You know, they're sacking about, getting about 3.5 sacks every game, which is one of the top, you know, 15 in the country. I like those two areas. You know, I think that they've done a very, very good job defensively and on offense. It's just been banged up too much. You know, Will Mallory's been the most consistent guy. And, wow, what a surprise, right? But, I mean, he's been the most consistent guy. Everybody else has just been banged up with injuries, every position group.
Yeah. Well, listen, good luck, and appreciate you coming on, and hopefully keep this thing close in Clemson and maybe have a chance late. And I'm dying to see what the mindset and how they play against a team that every one of those guys knows how good they are. Yeah, they don't. They've seen it. They've watched the tapes, right?
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question. And you read about them for about 2 seconds, and everybody's got a 4 and a 5 star. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they're
a lot of star power.
Here's the deal. Hey, have you guys have a great Thanksgiving. If I don't speak to you, I'll talk to you next Friday. But
thanks,
have a great
Don. You too. And by the way, you take care of Big Daddy, will you, for me, please? Make sure. Right?
No cat commercial to bring you
no,
in today.
No, thank God.
Between, how about that?
Between our guy and the fat cat stuff and the peanut, you know, Milpitas and the stuff, it's just very immature, all
someone
that stuff.
Someone texted about that today. Yeah. Very mature.
Well, I don't care
today
about that text because we're not doing – we're maturing, and you can tell why. One guy's not here. Don, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great day and a great Thanksgiving.
All right,
thank
Don.
Thank you. Right back at
Haley
you.
Jr.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.